Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Beginning Friday morning, students occupied a grassy lawn in front of the Graduate Life Center on Virginia Tech's Blacksburg campus. Among their several demands, protesters say they want the university to disclose any financial ties to companies that promote the war in Gaza. Over the weekend, protesters sang, danced, and held informational workshops about labor history. By Sunday, the crowd grew to several hundred people. Protesters remained peaceful, but emotions were high. Police, campus administrators, and organizers spent much of Sunday in a standoff, according to one of the student organizers, Iman Green, who had this to say around 5 p.m.
A bunch of people linked up arms, and when they come back at 8:30, we'll see what the situation is then and how best to respond.
A few hours later, police returned, driving vans, and began handcuffing protesters, including Green. The university issued a warning to avoid the area, and the crowd grew as more people, curious of what was happening, came to watch the scene unfold. Police put 82 protesters into vans, drove them off campus, and charged them with trespassing. The university released a statement stating the protest was in violation of campus policy, partly because so many people were gathered around numerous campus spaces. University President Tim Sands also responded to the incident, saying he was disappointed to see division, and he supports free speech, but not when people break the law or create a threat to safety for others. In Blacksburg, I'm Roxy Todd.